Yeah. That was great. Thank you very much, DJ Rob.
In the middle. Come on, dude.
Yes, it was good. It was good.
Jimmy World, you told me not to play any rap.
Any rap today.
You told me no rap.
I just requested that. That's true. You're right.
Exactly.
I don't know why you have a problem with that.
You just don't like black people. That's what it comes down to. Look at controversy already started.
I grew up with black people.
No, you didn't. Don't lie. Don't lie.
14 years.
I saw you with the KKK sign.
I'm going to have him email you.
Oh, right.
I'm friends with him on Facebook. I'm going to have him poke you.
Oh, really?
Poke you with his cack.
You're going to have
Thank you very much. All right. Thank you for joining us. Today is Radio Time. I'm your host, Rick Izquieta, with your co-host, Rob DeRocha.
Hey, what's up, people?
How's it going? And sound guy. There's our new sound guy. We hired a new sound guy. He's kind of fat. And
Adrian, say hi, man.
What's up?
Adrian.
This guy is on the ball.
Yes.
This guy. He took pictures like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Of all the people who've been here, Amir.
And I sent him a message on Facebook, said, hey, man, could you put up the pictures?
Yeah.
No, actually, I was here last week. I said, hey, put up the pictures.
I remember seeing you.
I sent him a message. He said, oh, I'll be right on that. It'll be up today.
Yeah.
Doesn't do it. Next day, I sent him another message. Hey, good job being sarcastic that like the way I am. I said, hey, good job putting up the pictures.
Right.
He sends me another message. My bad again. Later on tonight, it'll be up. And then, you know what? I just gave up. They weren't up.
Yeah, now you know what I have to deal with.
You know what I deal with.
Now, do you feel bad? Now do you feel bad? I love your brother.
No, your brother's a good guy. He's a character. He's just one of those funny guys where, like the radio stops, you know, like recently, we were at a cafe. No, we were at a bar, right? We're having beers, and we're doing movie quotes. We're doing... Al Pacino.
I remember.
I don't know how you knew that was a bookcase.
Yeah, right? I remember.
That's not the greatest Al Pacino. But either way, we're doing Al Pacino. We're doing quotes, like famous quotes. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, your brother quotes Godfather 3.
Yeah.
And it just stopped everybody. Like,
what?
Something about Sosa? You were quoting Andy Garcia's character?
When he says... Oh, we were talking about, I think, Shut Up, right? The segment that we're going to be doing later on in the show.
Okay.
And I think I said, Vincent, will you shut up? And it was from Godfather 3. And he goes, just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back
in. No, it wasn't that one.
No, wait.
You are a rat sucking liar right now.
He's trying to squeal his way out of it. And then he acts like, oh, what?
What line was it again?
Okay, you said something about Sosa. Come on, don't pretend like you don't know what I'm talking about.
It wasn't that line. That was the second line.
When you said that last quote, we were like, yeah, that's a quote that we know, only quoted line from The Godfather 3. You said another one, like something Andy Garcia says, like Sosa goes down.
Yeah. Oh, I say we take Zaza out.
Yeah, that's it. He said that. And everybody just froze and goes, what? Godfather 3?
Excuse me.
Nobody likes Godfather 3.
I curse, by the way. Our new thing on the show is not to curse. My bad.
No, it's okay. I mean, this is the thing. This is the rule I came up with is like, we have some listeners, they're called family, and you know, sometimes they're like, oh, you know what, I like to listen, but you curse too much, so I don't want to listen.
That's pure caca. That's not cursing, family, for right? listening. Caca.
And so what we came up with, I don't care, you can curse, but what we came up with us three is that if we curse, we throw a quarter in a jar or something. We throw money.
Saying, oh, quarter? What are you, balling?
Yeah.
Quarter,
actually,
huh?
Dick, you said quarter. I said a dollar.
I said a penny. That's what I said. Like penny.
I said a dollar. But anyways, the show today, thank you for joining us, is about conspiracy factors.
Ooh.
Conspiracy.
And we were just waiting for our sound guy. Okay, great.
Oh,
Thank you.
I was about to look that
up. Well, because he was a little bit late. Let's rewind. Let's start from the top.
No,
everybody in position.
Should we put in Jimmy World again?
Please, here we go again.
All right.
Okay.
So.
Today.
Not that far back.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my bad.
No, come on. Today's show is about conspiracy factors. Much better. Thank you very much. We'll keep them. See that guy in the mohawk there? That's your replacement right there. See the guy in the sound booth? That's your replacement. That's the new sound guy we're interviewing right now.
Yeah.
So if you don't do your job right, Mohawk guy is going to come and take your position.
Hey, yeah? Mohawk guy, you mind not getting paid anything?
You mind working for free, Mohawk guy? Very cool.
No,
all right.
No.
Nick sound guy's got a friend. He's in the booth. It's a Mohawk guy. Cool guy.
That's all a conspiracy.
Is that really his name, Mohawk guy?
Mohawk guy.
Well, that's part of the conspiracy.
What's that, Nick?
What was that, Nick?
He's a conspiracist, he says.
Oh, he's a conspiracist. Oh, okay. Mohawk conspiracist. Here we go. Thank you for calling today. If anybody's going to call, that is 800-893-9562. Today's topic is about conspiracy factors. All right, sound guy. Thank you very much, sound guy. Hey, Mohawk guy, you want to get in position?
No, come on. Now you're picking on your poor brother.
All right. So.
Sosa's going down.
Sosa's going down.
Zaza.
Yeah, see, we don't even know. We don't even know because Godfather 3, nobody knows Godfather 3. Anyways,
that's conspiracy
factors today. You know, as the events with the bombing in Boston, there's been some conspiracy factors. They're saying, oh, shoot, these guys are backed up. There's no way they could have done it alone. 19-year-old, 26-year-old. And, you know, you can't help if you do research. Hey, do you know anything, Rob? What's going on? Have you done any research?
I've just read some stuff that, you know, like they're saying that the kids are innocent, you know, that they're just blaming it. They're just trying to create fear. There's a comedian named Vincent O'Shana or Vinny O'Shana. And he's constantly, I just don't like when people are just writing on Facebook like everything they're saying is fact. You know, like just like, oh, this is,
yeah,
like, you know, I can go on and on. Like, I wanted him to be on the show today, but,
right.
You know, like, obviously he didn't do it. But it's just like, yeah, I think like certain like people just want to like create something that's out of nothing. And like, you know,
I saw the guy give the policeman money.
No, well, I don't know about that.
No, I know. They make up stuff and then they post it.
No, it wasn't even that. It was like, because some of the stuff is online.
Of course, it was a freaking joke.
No, I know that. But they're saying like, you know, that the bomb, like they were having some bomb practices right before the bombs blew up. Just like a couple, like a block down from where the bombs blew up. They were training for it.
Yeah.
There was supposedly some Secret Service guys walking around with black backpacks, like a lot of them, like
their own unit.
They don't even know if they were SEALs or whatever, but they were walking around with backpacks saying that they're the ones that created the bombs.
Right.
And all the kids coming out saying like they never expected these people to be doing that.
Right.
Then
I
read some other stuff where like, you know, his wife didn't know supposedly and she's like Muslim. And then I don't know. Like, and then like, oh, this is what I loved on Facebook was like everybody was writing like, oh, the kid's going to die. The kid's going to die. You know, like they were going to kill him like Dorner. So we would never know the truth.
Yeah.
But he survived, you know. And I mean, sure, he
without
can't talk.
Vocal cords. Yeah.
He survived
without vocal cords.
Supposedly he tried to shoot himself.
Or a shrapnel. I've heard of shrapnel.
Or he shot. Or it was a false, it was a horrible suicide attempt.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole situation, like, it stinks in a way. But hey, people. I mean, I don't really believe in conspiracies too much, but what I think is like funny is like, hey, how about there's just two kids that are nut jobs? How about that? How about that for a conspiracy? How about what just happened, man?
I think they accepted Columbine.
Yeah, and like there was no conspiracy there.
There couldn't be. Those are two high school kids.
So you go on and on, and right now, I guess like Watertown, like they're just like in shutdown again, I mean, I don't know. Like, I could sit here for hours, like, talking about it, but it's just...
Well, I think we got a call right now, and caller, you're on the line. Thank you for calling Is Radio. What is your name?
Joey Pagola.
Joey Pagola. Where are you calling from, Joey?
Flatbush, Brooklyn.
Flatbush, Brooklyn?
Yes.
Oh, okay, Joey. Thank you for calling in. Joey, now, we're talking about conspiracies today. Do you have a conspiracy story, or... What are you calling about?
Absolutely. No. Well, I'm sure you've heard about the fluoride in the water. There's a lot of fluoride in the water, and I think that's done deliberately. I suspect the government, but it could be terrorists. I don't know, but I believe this is causing females to have same sex attraction disorder.
Oh, so you're saying the fluoride in the water is causing women to be attracted to each other?
Correct.
Okay. Now, do you, what proof or What examples have you seen?
Well, I mean, how do you explain all these Bieber fans?
There you go. There you go. I see.
I mean, he looks like a young Rachel Maddow. I don't think that's a coincidence.
Good point. Good point. Joey, do you have a girlfriend yourself?
No, that's the problem.
Yeah,
it's
huh?
It's drying up the vaginal pool.
The fluoride is.
Fluoride. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And
interesting.
I'm just beside myself with this stuff.
Yeah, and I do see a lot of lesbians out there, Rob.
So the fluoride makes women lesbians?
That's what he's saying, the fluoride in the water.
The chromosomes. Look it up. Google it. You'll see.
Google it.
It's something with the coenzymes.
Because everything on the internet is fact.
I'm sorry about that.
What happened? I missed that.
Oh, well, I don't know. That's the sound guy.
No, I'm sorry about that sound guy. See, Mohawk guy, you ready, Stephen? I'm sorry about that, Joey. You were saying the fluoride?
Yeah, has dried up the vaginal
pool. Okay.
The fluoride dries up the vaginal pool, so it makes them into lesbians. So that makes sense.
Not literally. I'm talking on a metaphysical level here.
Okay. On a metaphysical level. So you're saying, yes. I still don't get how the fluoride, like, so when they go down
because
on each other?
These women, they're just attracted to each other, and that's leaving less for me to have a selection from the pool.
And you sound like a very handsome gentleman, so you probably have a lot of choices, right?
I find myself without choices, is what I'm saying, because of the fluoride.
Right.
I'm saying I hold myself, whatever. I mean, I don't know what other men look. I don't judge myself. That's not the point. The point is my
Would you fuck yourself
limited.
if you were, oh, excuse me, would you screw yourself if you were?
I don't say nothing to you.
You know, it's not, listen.
Do you look in the mirror and say, I'd fuck me?
Listen, I don't go that way, all right? Sorry.
You wouldn't do yourself?
No, I mean, I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, if you were a female and you had a lot of fluoride.
Not that much confidence in yourself, do you, Joey?
Doesn't fluoride come in toothpaste? Doesn't it come in toothpaste?
Yeah, it comes in toothpaste.
That's what I'm saying. This is governed FDA approved.
Yeah, he's saying the fluoride everywhere, in the water, in the toothpaste, that the women are having is doing this, and the government is doing it.
All right. Well.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling in. I really
Joey,
appreciate it.
Joey, thank you very
call.
Much
thanks.
For calling in, Joey.
I don't know if I do.
No problem.
That.
Yeah, he was called from Flappers, New Jersey.
Flappers, New Jersey.
Was it New Jersey or New York?
I don't know.
Flappers, New York.
Do you believe that?
No. I believe that what they say about what they put in the water. I do believe they put chemicals in the water. Did you not know that?
I've heard about it.
Yeah, you don't know. They put chlorine and fluoride in tap water.
No, I know that. So what's the whole thing I heard about it? Jesse the Body Ventura, I've heard him talk about it. Yeah. Or Jesse Ventura, who I would vote for president, by the way.
Oh, I would too. Yeah, I love Ventura.
He says that supposedly, what is it? That the fluoride and the chlorine?
Yeah, well, look, it doesn't hurt anybody yet. I don't know. You know, at one point, I'm sure it would, but it's not good to drink, and I know that for a fact when I'm at home and I drink it out of
But it causes, like, problems?
Yeah, it can cause, I believe, a lot of drinking, you know, when you drink a lot of tap water.
You know what also happens when I drink a lot of alcohol? Causes a lot of problems.
Yeah, a lot of alcohol.
A lot of bad decisions being made. I think that's a conspiracy by the alcohol companies created to mess with
You know what happened last night?
I lost my car when I drank with
Yes.
That's
tune in to episode number 26 for that. you know what happened last night? We had some alcohol.
Oh really? Was it a conspiracy?
Yeah, it wasn't a conspiracy. It was more like just fell on our lap.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to go to that story after this caller because we have somebody, another conspiracy caller. Right. Hello, caller. You're on the line. Is radio. Who is it?
Hey, radio. How are you doing?
Good. What's your name?
Dazi Mocha.
Dazi Mocha?
Yes.
From?
Florida.
From Florida. Dazi Mocha from Florida.
Close to Florida. Not Florida. Close to Florida.
Okay. Close to Florida. All right.
No.
This guy here is, are you in hiding? Sounds like you're in hiding.
No. I'm just in a remote place in my home.
Okay.
What are you, hiding from the Nazis?
Yeah. He's not in Florida. Not in Florida.
Oh, no, not Florida.
No, okay, not Florida.
Wait, before you begin, I just want to say fluoride is the main ingredient in rat poison. Fluoride is the main ingredient in nerve gas, in Prozac, and it destroys the brain.
There you go.
It's very true. That's one of the things I called in about.
Yeah, the fluoride.
About fluoride? Hitler and Stalin used it in concentration camps.
The earlier caller had his head up his butt. No fluoride.
Oh, yeah, his head up is okay, no fluoride. What are you talking about then? Fluoride's good?
This is the problem. I'm really concerned with your show and other shows continue the theory of conspiracy, because I think what it is that the conspiracy theory is actually the conspiracy is the theory.
Okay. And so saying the conspiracy...
There's no real conspiracy. Two people just keep alive.
Okay.
So like the Pest Mode. The whole thing with the Pest Mode, trying to make other people metro males again. This is wrong.
Oh, Depeche Mode.
What accent is that?
I think it's Florida. I think you're from Florida, sir.
Is that a Florida accent?
I'm close. Not Florida.
All right.
Okay. Hey, listen, calm down, sir. We're just talking to you in a very monotone voice.
I am very, very, very calm.
Okay. So
I am very calm!
What nationality are you? What was your name? What was your name?
You know that. I don't think it's important that you know that. You know time well. All you have to do is push a button on your phone, and next thing you know who I am and where I am, and I know that. I'm not going to get on very wrong, because I know it's happened before.
Got it. I'll call you Frank. Right. I'll call you Frank. Frank, so you believe...
No. El Zimoka. El Zimoka.
Okay.
El Zimoka.
Zelzimoka. Like Zelza? The video game?
Oh, you know.
Whoa.
Hey, can we make sure security is ready downstairs?
Dude, okay. All right.
Hey, Quasimodo.
That's my brother.
Okay, that's your brother. That's your brother. Well, Quasimodo, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
And your conspiracy, what was this?
Really? That's all? Oh, you'll hear from me again.
Oh, really? Well, Quasimodo, we don't have that much time. We have other callers calling in, and wow, man. We got more callers. Let's hear the next conspiracy story. Who's calling in? You're on his radio. Who is this? Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, who is this?
I have a theory that Bigfoot, and not only does he exist, but that he is alive, and that I shot him in the spring of 2009 with my pappy's rifle in Azusa Hills, and that he is bleeding and he is wounded, and we need to stop all the naysayers who say that he is not real, and show them once and for all by following his wounds and following his blood trail that he exists. By the way, who the hell is this? Who is this?
Oh, my name.
You have very horrible phone etiquette. You just call in,
just
start
calls
talking,
in, starts rambling.
And then
off.
You ask.
You
who
didn't
it
even
is?
Give me your name.
You called us.
I'm on.
How did you hear about us? How'd you hear about us?
I'm on a payphone.
How'd you hear about us?
They have payphones.
I only have a few quarters in this. So it's not going to last long.
Okay, sir, I need to know your name, first of all. What's your name?
My name is Joe Grappi.
Joe Grappi. Hey, Joe. Where are you calling from, Joe?
Is that a live audience? I am from the Valley.
You're calling from the Valley. Joe Grappi from the Valley. You say Bigfoot exists, and you think he's alive because you shot him with your pappy's gun?
I don't think he's alive. I know he's alive.
Okay, where do you think he's at?
I know science. I think we need to follow the trail of his wounds from when I shot. Look, I have a story. If you have to tell the story,
but the story needs to be done well.
Yeah.
Please, just like do it. Like just talk. Go.
All right. I was in the spring of 2009. I had a gun with me. I was in the Azusa Hills. I heard a noise. I heard noise in the ruffles in the trees, and I heard it, and it sounded. It was like a molt. It was like a it was like a sound. It was something.
Did it sound like this? Did it sound like that.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Look, I've heard cats. I've heard dogs. I've heard goldfish.
I've seen fire.
Before.
I've seen rain. Go ahead.
I have never heard a sound like this.
Okay.
And I heard it in the bushes. I didn't see anything,
okay.
But I heard it. And so I shot my gun, and it started bleeding, and I didn't see anything, but I saw blood, and I heard an ow. And then I ran.
You're saying Bigfoot yelled ow?
It yelled some kind of noise.
You're like, ouch.
Sure.
Like Bigfoot
really
just yelled, ouch. Ouch.
Ow, that smarts.
It might have been an explicit, like a cuss. Like a cussing word.
Oh, really? You think Bigfoot went, fuck?
I wouldn't
say that he was that clear,
uh-huh.
But I might have heard some. Look, I didn't call to be ridiculed. I am a man of science. I've never read the book of science, but I'm familiar with all the concepts, and okay. I know what I saw.
Okay, so is the government covering that up? You think the government is covering up Bigfoot?
I think it's people like you, like the everyday folk, that want to say I'm crazy.
Okay.
And they make fun of me and they don't take it seriously.
Okay.
And
Yeah, well, we can hear your heart beating. Thank you very much for
calling
in.
All right, thanks for calling in.
That was quite a Bigfoot. What do you think about Bigfoot?
I think that's a load of crack.
That's a load of crack.
And then the whole fact that he, you know what I didn't like about his story is that when he said, yeah, he said, ow. I shot him.
I know. We got more callers? Oh, my God. How many more?
Look at the fluoride. I have so much information on fluoride.
We got a lot more. We got really a lot of callers. Are you serious? Oh, man. Who's calling? Is radio.
Hi, this is Darth.
Hey, Darth.
Darth Vader? I'm calling from Juneau, Alaska.
From Juneau, Alaska.
We got a lot of Alaska callers.
Yeah. We got a lot of people. How'd you hear about us, Darth?
Your name's Darth? What were you named after? Was your family a Star Wars fans?
No, absolutely not. They're Star Trek fans.
But they named you Darth. So they must have not liked you. Is your son, is your brother named Captain Kirk?
No, I don't have a brother.
Okay.
All right.
So tell me, Darth.
I have a sister.
You have a sister?
Is she named Captain Kirk?
Is she hot?
No, her name's Leia.
Leia, okay. That was my second guess.
They're big Star Trek fans, but they named their family after Star Wars characters.
Hey, Darth, so we're talking about conspiracies today.
Can you play some Darth Vader?
Do you know some conspiracy factors out there?
About 2012.
What about 2012?
It happened.
It did happen, yeah. 2012, December 21st.
That's a conspiracy?
Was not a conspiracy. It was kind of like a conspiracy from the Mayans, would you say? Or was it a prediction from the Mayans, Rob?
It was a prediction.
That
did not go well.
Yeah, so that's not a conspiracy, but that was a nice try. Thank you, Darth.
It did happen, though.
Oh, yeah. 2012 did happen. And what should we do about it now that it happened already?
Well, it did happen, but it was covered up.
It was covered up by who? The government?
Yes, by Obama.
Listen, Darth, when you walk in, do you hear this music?
Hi, I'm Darth. Want to dance?
I thought this show was serious. I didn't know you guys were going to be joking around.
Okay. Well, Darth, you know,
we don't want you to get all like that.
Sorry, you got all bent out of shape. You know, we don't know how things are in Alaska. People can stress out being 12 hours. What is it, 12 hours sun? I'm sorry, 24 hours sun.
What are you making up stuff?
Yeah.
In Alaska, you know, it's 600.
You guys know about the artificial trees they're planning?
No, tell us about the artificial trees they're planning. This is another conspiracy, Darth.
They're putting artificial trees with microphones to hear people's conversations.
Oh,
what? Where? Have you seen
in
one?
Parks and business areas. They're listening to stuff.
Do you think that maybe that could just be a creeper trying to listen to people?
Yeah.
No. They want to keep the ovulation. They want to know what we're doing.
The ovulation?
Oh, the ovulation of the population.
He's the saying ovulation of the
control
population.
The ovulation of the population.
This guy's a poet.
Yeah. Ovulation.
The ovulation of the population.
Hey, well, thank you, Darth.
All right,
for
Darth.
In.
Well, thank
really
you very much
it.
For calling from. It's the planet called Darth is from. Death Star.
No, sorry. Tatooine. That's not a planet. Death Star's not a planet.
Oh, sorry. The nerd!
Excuse me!
Hey, man, Death Star's not a planet.
All right, do we have another caller? Oh, are you just pissed at me because I'm making fun of Star Wars, Nick? Okay, thanks, Nick.
Well, he's...
Wow. No more calls? Really? Oh, okay. I thought we had like a whole line of callers.
Oh, really? Yeah. We don't? I got a song for your brother, though.
Well, hold on. Before you guys get into your sound battles here, I want to try and
nerd rage.
Take control of the show one more time again. There we go. Nerd. Hey.
It's not
a planet, okay? Death Star is not a planet.
This is your...
You're a jerk.
Trash bitch, I'm gonna have to ban you from my chat room, and I can hardly think, but I'm gonna have to slap Jar Jar Binks and slap.
Oh!
How do you like that?
He Jar Jar Binks your ass in the sound battle at Is Radio.
Like
that was
Darocha
on Adrian. Anyways, we're back to the conspiracy story. Thank you for the sound battles. Hey, another thing about this guy. I don't know. The guy who died. The guy who died.
This guy who died.
Sort of thing, you know.
The guy who died, okay?
Father's watch my ass.
The terrorist who died. I don't know if you saw, but there was a point while the whole thing was going down that they arrested...
I didn't do it.
I did not do that.
They arrested a naked man.
They arrested a naked
man? It wasn't me. It wasn't you?
No. They arrested a naked man. Did you see that?
What does that have to do with it? What are you talking about?
The guy
about?
Looks identical to the brother that died. I fucking identical, okay?
Why did they arrest him naked?
They arrested him, and there's no news about the arrest, the naked guy they arrested. No news.
How do you know about it?
Because it came out on, it's on video,
so,
and it's
news
all over the internet. There was a news camera that caught a naked guy being arrested and put in a car.
Uh-huh.
Okay? They look at, he was naked,
yeah,
number one.
Yeah, he was let go. I know what you're talking about. They let him go.
No, that was the first one. The first one was the Saudi that was let go.
Okay.
Okay, they have pictures of that guy. That guy was in the hospital. He got supposedly, I don't know, you know, this is all, could be rumors, but supposedly got a visit from Michelle Obama at the hospital.
He got a visit from?
And then he got set free to go back home. So this was a guy they found, a Saudi guy, which at first they said of dark complexion, like they didn't want to say Saudi. They just said a man of dark complexion was found. They took him to the hospital because he had some injuries.
Right.
Okay, and then the guy was on the watch list, on the terrorist watch list, and then he was taken off. And he was taken off, and he was sent back home. It was like some crazy stuff. I got to dig more research in it. I've been reading a little bit about it.
Right.
But the what?
I think you would have done some more research before the show started.
Yeah,
right?
I know, huh? That doesn't matter to me. What matters to me, because I was watching the news and I saw live when they found when they were arresting the naked guy.
Okay.
I saw that live. Okay.
Yeah, but they obviously got the wrong guy.
No, dude, you got it.
Do you remember when
you gotta look at this guy, man? Okay, let me ask you another question.
Go ahead.
Just some guy happens to be getting arrested that night, naked, that looks exactly like this other guy. It just happens to be a coincidence.
Yeah, it's a coincidence.
Yeah.
We got another caller.
It just doesn't sound right.
All right, well. 2, 3, young hoser. I don't know.
What do you want from me?
We got another caller.
We got another caller. Who's on the line?
Is there somebody there?
Yeah, who is this?
Hi, I'm the naked guy.
You're the naked guy.
What? I was the naked guy that got arrested.
You don't.
Is your name Saul? Saul?
Saul Rosenberg?
No, my name is not Paul Rosenberg. My name is Generic Wahlberg.
Generic Wahlberg. Generic Wahlberg. Dude. Thank you for calling in. Hey, you're the naked guy they arrested?
I was the naked guy they got arrested. Yes, I was in the alleyway, and my clothes got blown off.
Okay. Your clothes got... So you were close to the bombing, you're saying?
No. There was a prostitute down there. She blew my clothes off.
Oh, okay. This naked there man you was arrested at Coachella.
You were arrested at Coachella.
No, naked man the naked man arrested in Boston was not the guy. That's what they're saying. They came out.
He's on the line right, Rob. If you pay attention to the show, he's on the line right now.
Oh, really? Is this really you?
What's wrong with that guy? Is he an idiot?
Yeah. Well, sometimes people do call in and send us email saying that same thing that you just said.
It's all due to the aliens.
It's all due to the aliens? What about the aliens?
The aliens are all behind all of this.
You think so?
Yes, I know this for a fact. I've been listening to these alien signals. They were on my baby monitor.
On your baby monitor?
Yes.
Tell me something. What was your name again? Grunch?
Yes. Grunch Wahlberg.
Grunch Wahlberg. Tell me something, Grunch. Do you think they are from a planet called Death Star?
No.
He's not a nerd.
No.
Grunch, Death Star is not a planet. Didn't you hear earlier?
I think they're from Zappa.
Zappa. Okay. Thank you for calling in, Grunch from Zappa.
Okay.
Thank you very much. That was very interesting. Grunch from Zappa.
Was that really interesting?
Yeah, I found that very interesting.
That was just like mind altering.
You know what I found interesting?
What?
Okay, is the force he was doing his voice, all that work he had to do to get that voice going. That's what I found interesting.
My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Come on, that hurts, man. That takes a lot of work.
Zaza out.
He just wants Zaza.
He just wants to say Zaza.
No callers?
Okay, we should have a show with movie quotes.
What the hell is that music?
What? Oh, this is alien music.
Is that you?
Yeah, that's
right. Okay. Yeah, and you kept blaming me.
He has to redo his contract. He can't use the sound cable.
Yeah, you kept blaming me, you see?
No, the other time it wasn't. This is
the best and the funniest part, Rob.
That's the other time.
The time it wasn't. Which way did he go?
Are we really going there?
Yeah, we're just fucking smacking right now.
All right.
Ooh, coin.
Clink.
All right. So, we were talking about...
Go ahead.
We were talking about having drinks. And where that takes you, right? And there was a conspiracy last night when we were at the karaoke. Because my man here, Yo Adrian, our movie critic / sound guy...
What song was he singing?
Was... Money.
Oh, this one.
Was Money.
What song?
Was Money.
Let me hear it.
If there was a song to sing, I sing it and beer you drink. I drink beer when I am sad, because the beer, it makes me glad. Now there's
no, you didn't sing this, did you? Is this you singing?
Beer is good. Beer is good. Beer is good. That song. Beer is good. Beer is good. Beer is good.
Have you heard this song?
No, I never heard it.
You hear him? Listen to those vocals. Okay, so last night he didn't sing this song, but that's a great song, isn't it?
Okay.
You drink a lot of beer, Rob.
Not really.
Yeah,
I'm cutting down. I've been losing weight.
Oh, come on, Rob. I see you drinking beer. Lakers are in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
You're drinking a lot of beer.
Yeah. No, I sang the song that I sang actually was Welcome to the Jungle.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
How could you do that song? Are you serious?
I thought I couldn't, but I apparently did.
You thought you couldn't, but you did?
Yeah. So he goes up and he sings Welcome to the Jungle.
We actually have a recording of him singing.
Yes, we do. We actually, here he is.
singing.
See, what are you talking about?
I love how you hint me that I'm supposed to put a sound.
There we go. Yeah. So he goes up.
No, he didn't.
And
did
he starts
do
doing this.
Rose? Did he do the side to side?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
He's walking around like this, right? Walking around.
So Rick is up right now doing the play-by-play. He's walking up and around. He's walking around. Putting his arms
he's
up.
He's like, walking.
Go, go, go. No. He's doing the pelvic thrust?
Yeah.
He was doing the George Michael?
all that stuff.
He was doing the Queen. Was he doing the Queen, the lunge, the Queen lunge?
Yeah, he was doing it all.
Not only that, I actually...
Did you do the side to side?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
He was doing it all. He was rocking, okay? I was impressed. And yeah, guess what?
You were impressed?
This is why I'll tell you.
You're never impressed this by your
brother. I never. But hey, when credit is due, I give credit. All this right. is where it shows. Okay? He's singing this song, okay, on stage, and some girl right next to me is like, oh my gosh, look at that guy. Oh my gosh.
No, you're talking about can't hardly wait here.
Yeah. Look at that guy. Look at, he's all into it. He rocks. Oh my God, I love this guy. And that's what she started saying. She started screaming these things.
Did he drink the beer and go, something's wrong with the beer?
There's fluoride in the beer. And the vagina holes. The vagina poles are working. No, this chick was going crazy over this guy. She's cute.
Okay, so what was she like from a 1 to 10?
She was cute.
Obviously, your brother probably thought she was a 10.
Yeah, he thinks she's a 10. I have to
is
go.
He,
I'll go.
Does she live in Canada?
I'll go 6.5. I'll go 6.5. I'll give her seven.
You're gonna round up. All right,
I'll round up to 7. So, anyways, but hey, she was cute and she was into him. So then he comes, he finishes his show, and people are high fiving him.
No
like he's
way! Fucking,
like he's Axl Rose himself, you know? Like, yeah!
They're like,
girls were hugging him.
No, they weren't! Yeah. Where is this place? Where is this? Is this Narnia?
Narnia? Exactly. He was on another planet. He was dreaming.
What is this surreal world? Yeah. Where was this?
Yeah, this was at Sardos.
No!
This was at Sardos.
What were you doing at Sardos?
They had open mic beforehand.
Yeah. Oh, they have an open mic now?
Yeah, they have an open mic
like
at 6. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mondays. Marie Del Prete.
Really? Was it a good open mic?
And I think, I don't know the other girl's name. But,
was it a good open mic?
Yeah, it was actually good. Were there some audience members actually there? It was all comedians and some audience members in the back bar talking.
I got to go there.
Oh, yeah, you got to check it out.
There's hot chicks after, huh?
Afterwards, it was fun. I mean, this guy right here.
Adrian!
Was a rock star. And it was like that. It was like all these chicks were all over him, okay? And he comes up to me and I high-five him. Like, hey. You know, great job, right?
He probably said something stupid.
I gave him a hug. Hey, and I said, hey, this girl over here wants you. Go jump her. Go get it now. And then you know what he said? Why does she want me? Why does she like me? Why do you think she likes me? And I said, no.
Why do you think she likes you? I did not say that.
You just rocked out.
Oh my God. You're
the man right now.
You just ruined the whole rock star vibe.
Yeah.
So, why do you like me? What about my performance did you like?
Did
you like the dance I did?
I know, huh? It was crazy. He was doing really good.
He was doing really good. So, did you get her number?
Yep.
You did? Did you kiss her? Did you close the deal? Always be closing. ABC.
Always be closing.
Yeah.
ABC. No, he got the number.
He got the number,
He got the phone number. And guess who texts?
He's all grown up.
Hey, guess who texts Axl Rose at 2 in the morning?
No. The Canada girl?
No, that would have been perfect.
Because then you know what? Because when a girl realizes that guy that really liked her, doesn't like her anymore, she senses it like the force, and then she decides to text. You know, like that's what I thought was that would have been the best part of the story, but obviously that didn't happen.
But that would have been the song.
So she texts you at 2 in the morning. So that means that she wanted to get some action.
Yeah.
Are you sure she was real? Or is this part of a conspiracy?
Ooh. It could be part of a conspiracy.
Oh, we gotta find a better song for this.
The conspiracy.
I don't think people want to keep listening to X-Files every single time you say conspiracy in a way that I'm supposed to cue up the sound.
I think it's all right. I like it.
Hey, settle down there, Adrian. All of a sudden you're getting numbers and you think you're a big shot.
Yeah, I know. You guys are too much small time for. Hey, move aside, Mohawk guy, come on in.
Big time, senor.
Wow, man. All right.
Wow, dude, he's fucking money, dude.
Oh, yeah. I know I was supposed to get that sound.
I said the F word again, sorry.
It's okay.
keep on. Keep
conspiracy on factors. That's what we're talking about. 1-800-893-9562.
No, we're talking about Adrian and his pimp and his pimpness.
1-800-893-9562. If you're a girl that wants to dedicate a song, you want to dedicate a song and you want to hear Adrian sing, you know, I don't know, Paradise City. What other Guns N' Roses songs are out there? Anybody? Bueller?
This is what I pictured yesterday.
What'd you picture?
This is what I pictured.
Yeah, what a surprise.
This is you. Yeah. You were talking to your brother.
The beautiful brunette baby. Look, she didn't like me, okay? I'm in a fool of myself.
Baby, don't talk that way.
Baby. You're so money and you don't even know it.
That's what I keep trying to tell you. You're so money.
Could you not mess with me right now?
Baby, we're not messing
with you. We're not. Don't you want me like a big bear with claws and
bear,
fangs?
His claws.
And fucking teeth,
yeah, man.
Fucking teeth.
Fucking teeth, man.
She's just like this little bunny. Who's just kind of cowering in the corner.
I don't think she listened to the show.
Just kind of, you know, you got these claws, and you're staring at these claws.
What's your name?
What's
your name?
Yourself with
call
these
in.
Claws, just thinking, and how
Adrian's
am I supposed
got
to
his big veiny cock out.
Let's show you.
Whoa.
Hey, keep it clean. Keep it clean. I'm sorry, Esqueta family. I'm sorry.
Hey, no. You want to hear something? Okay, we're going to go real. We always go real. You want to hear something really weird? That also happened last night? Okay. Okay, we're in the bathroom. I'm in the bathroom stall, and I'm taking a piss.
Was there a glory hole?
Oh, fuck you, man. Yeah. I'll put fucking 10 motherfucking quarters right now just to say, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that was funny, dude. It's funny. How did I not share that story? It's
did he
funny.
Piss on himself?
It's funny. It's a funny story.
It's a funny
it's
story.
It's a funny story between brothers. You know, brothers, right? We're pissing on the wall urinal, okay? And this guy goes, "Oh, we got the same dick."
What?
He goes, "Oh, we got the same dick," and I go, "Are you looking at my dick?" I just go, "Are you looking at my..." I go, "Whoa, that's not right, bro." I go, he goes, "But we're brothers." And I was like, "Yeah, I guess."
Did you cross swords?
No. But I was like,
"Let's touch tips."
I was like, I think I was more uncomfortable of the fact that I was at a urinal, you know, and then I just heard that voice from, and it was a man's voice. "Hey, we got the same dicks." And I was like, "Oh my God."
Oh, no.
I just wanted to fucking, like, run, dude.
Adrian, why do you, Adrian is, you know what it is? You're just that young kid. You're so young, and like, I just remember being that young, but I guess I was never like as bad as you.
Wait, hold on. Hey, I was 5. I remember.
No, but you're that guy that just says stuff that's like in that weird moment and just embrace it. You know, don't like it's not like, but you just say
you're
things.
You're silly.
You're silly. You just say stuff that all of a sudden everyone's like, did he just say, hey, we got the same dick?
Hey, it was hilarious, dude. It was hilarious. And I was like, whoa, I, of course, I had to turn my head and glance at his to see if he was right. And I was like, whoa, we do.
But you actually,
I'm just as bad. But I was like, all right, whoa, we do. And I got to say, my brother's pretty hung.
Oh my God. am I listening to this right now?
It was a crazy, crazy fun night. Fun night,
yeah,
man.
It was a fun night. You guys touched
brothers,
penises.
Man. So what?
Is that your? Brothers. Is that your guys? Is that a brother?
My dad would be really proud.
Watch, text dad.
The philosophy of Rick.
Watch. Watch. I'll text.
They touch penises.
I'll text my dad right now.
Okay, go ahead. I'll text
says,
them.
Dad, call
care.
In. I did that. I did that on Playboy Radio en Español.
That's hilarious.
And my dad called in.
Okay. Well, that's funny.
From Ecuador.
Hey, we got the same penis. Hey, let's take pictures of it. Let's take a picture of it.
You don't have a brother, do you?
No, I do not. Yeah, I do have a half brother.
But you got a sister.
I do have a sister. Yeah. I never looked at her vagina and said, hey, we
have
a sister. I say,
you have a vagina too? That's why my penis is so small. It's supposed to be a vagina.
Oh, my God.
Where did the show go? From conspiracy to
you guys pissing in the bathroom.
Us pissing in the bathroom.
So can we call that girl up right now? How about we call her right now?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Tell her that you're a big shot celeb.
Let's call. How about
you're on Skid Row Studios.
Should we call her up? What do you say?
Come on, Nick wants it.
Text her.
Text her. What are you gonna text her? Text her a picture of your cock.
Sucks.
Text her a picture of Rick's cock and see if she can tell the difference. Maybe we put him up on a lineup. Be like, wait a second. That doesn't look like Rick Scott. That's a little bit older.
Oh, you want to call her? Should we call her?
Tell her it's a conspiracy.
I want to call her. Could I call her?
You know, today's show is an example of when you do not plan.
Yeah, that's exactly
what
it is.
Great example of when you do not plan. I really took it. I'll be honest. You know, I just took it by the way. We don't even have a special guest today. But you know what? Damn it. I don't care. I don't care. You know why I don't care? Because we are the show, baby. That's the conspiracy. We are the show. I don't need special guest superstars sitting in the chair over there. Right?
Superstars? Yeah, we've had plenty of superstars. Remember Tom Cruise came in?
Yeah, Tom Cruise. Yeah.
That was an amazing show.
You know who I had today? Will Smith.
Will Smith?
And he canceled.
Oh, what a
jerk. Huh?
And it wasn't Will. It was this Will Smith, the bus driver, right?
It was Will Smith, the bus driver.
It wasn't. Exactly. It's like,
was it? No, not yeah, the we actor.
Got Will Smith. Will Smith, we got Drew Brees on the show.
We got Drew Brees.
The pizza guy. Yeah, that guy. Drew motherfucking Brees.
Drew Brees.
Oh. Hey. Excuse me. F word again.
Everybody out there, I'm going to be at the Ice House this Friday. You can catch Rob DeRocha and me at the Ice House this Friday, April 26th, 7:30. You can buy tickets on the calendar. You just see my big fat bald head on there. Click on that page, April 26th, and buy some tickets. It's almost sold out, Rob.
It is?
Yeah. Almost
That's awesome.
Sold out. Do you have any friends that want to come?
Yeah, I do have some friends.
You do?
That are come.
Do you
yeah.
have any friends?
I don't have any friends.
You don't actually. Have any friends?
Adrian's my only friend.
Adrian?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Hey, wait a minute. Didn't you and somebody else share penis? You switch penis? Like, we had a show where you and somebody else were texting penises to each other?
No.
Yes. Who was never. That? Who that's, was that, Nick? Who was that?
That's
was,
made up.
No, we had somebody here and you guys, Johnny Roque.
No, he was.
You looking. Guys were saying.
He looked at my penis.
Yes.
He looked at a penis
now that,
picture.
That's weird because you guys are not related.
Yeah, but I was looking at my phone and then he came over my shoulder to look at it. I'm like,
yes.
Don't, you don't want to look at this.
Yes.
And he looked at it and yes. He's like, he said, nice cock.
Yeah.
So, he said, yeah. He said was, I take like, that as a compliment.
He said it looked like his.
Oh, that's right. He did say that. Yeah. It looks like mine. Yeah. He said, yeah.
He did.
You guys had
twin cocks.
Yeah, but that was weird because I was looking at my own phone. He shouldn't have been looking over my shoulder.
No, he shouldn't have.
I was showing him pictures of naked girls from my phone. So when are you going to ask this girl on a date?
Oh.
6 days.
6 days.
You're not gonna ask her on a date. Please don't ask her on a date.
Oh, he already called her last night, like at 3 in the morning.
That's
I didn't
fine.
Call her at 3 in the morning.
Did you call her?
No.
Text her?
No.
She didn't do anything.
No.
Played it cool.
Yeah.
I like that, Adrian.
Yeah.
You're growing
oh, yeah.
up. You're growing up. He's all grown up.
He's all grown up. You money, baby.
Yeah, he's all grown up. Because you're grown up and you're grown up. And
you're grown up. Look at you, man.
Let me ask you this. What are you going to do for the first date?
I'm not going to cross that bridge yet.
What do you mean? So you're actually going to ask her on a date? You're already foolish.
No, I'm
you
not going to ask her on a date.
You say this. You say this, my friend. You're going to find yourself a bar. I don't know what bar, a cool little quiet bar. You're going to go there for drinks. Try to find a place for happy hour. You don't want to spend a lot of money. All right.
Right.
Yeah. Don't waste your money. Canada spent a lot of money from you. All right. You need to find yourself a bar.
You know what I say?
Pat's
you know what I say?
In the Valley, they have a great happy hour special. I think they got like one that goes like, you got to call up or find out, but it's like $15. All you can drink for 2 hours. You work it, my friend. Get drunk, then you're going to take a cab, right?
Hey, Chuck,
you both drove there.
Hey, Chuck Woolery.
Yeah.
Hold on a second, Chuck right, Woolery. Right. You know what this guy, what I say he does? I say he goes with the rock star status. I say he goes with the rock star status, and he makes the girl pay for
no,
everything.
No, that's yes. not going to work.
Yeah, you didn't see the way she reacted when he was singing.
No.
You didn't see it.
No, it's not going to work.
I bet you he'll be like, you know what, honey?
No, that's just rude.
You know, I'm just waiting for this gig. I'm going to be singing this Friday. And I'll get a little bit more cheddar, but, you know, I'll pay you back. I swear, honey. And I'll sing to you. And you just end it with that. I'll sing to you. Okay? And you know what's going to happen?
What is this music in the background that you're playing? Is that you?
Yeah. I just like to play in the background.
Well, Rob doesn't like it.
I don't know what you're playing there.
Let's go get
Rob doesn't like it, and Rob has seniority on you.
No, can you turn that off? Because I'd rather play this.
Oh, man, here we go. There we go with the battle of the sounds. We're going to sing it one more time.
Adrian's new song. This
is Adrian's new song right here. Player.
Player. I'm a player. And I'm playing just the game.
I'm a player.
See, Adrian made up his mind when he was 17. See, I made up my mind when I was 17. I ain't with no marriage and no wedding ring.
That's
I'll be
right.
A player for life.
Adrian.
So where's my wife?
The player. You want, hey, guess what? Today he's been asking me, hey.
What's
tonight?
The vagina
no,
for?
Are you want to go out tonight? You want to go?
Oh, you want to go out tonight
after the show? You want to go out tonight? You don't want to go out tonight after the show, right? You know. And I'm like, I don't know yet. You know, I want to wait till the show, and then after the show, I don't know what Rob's gonna do, baby. I might go to improv.
Want to go to Huntington?
You know,
Beach?
Whatever.
Want to go to my show tonight, Huntington Beach?
Oh hell no!
Come on out, the two of you. I want to see him in action. We'll record it,
and we'll
play it on the show next time.
No,
we'll put it on
no.
YouTube and have the followers listen to Adrian and his misadventures. Oh,
well,
Adrian's
well,
penis.
As this song plays.
We'll jump in the car with you.
What?
As long as this song plays.
This is what song is playing.
Cobain's back. Yeah, Cobain's back. Got these crazy white boys yelling, Cobain's back.
All right.
As long as that's from Skid Row Studios to Power 106 here.
I don't know.
On the radio. Ow. Wow, man. That's a lot of funk music for me. I think I'm funked out. I'm funkified.
No.
I'm rapped.
We're talking about this guy here, man. This guy.
Ladies, you want Adrian to sing to you? 1-800-893-9562.
This is your song.
1-800-893-9562. Call in.
Never heard this song, have you? You don't know about 3-6 Mafia.
Take a break of some ass and titties, and we're going to have some of our sponsors here announce. We're going to take a break, but before we do, I just want to let you guys know, tune in, because I told everybody that I was happy about something, and I'm going to talk about that afterwards. So going to commercials, bye.
FCC. Sad news. Nora Ephron died this week. It was the first thing she'd done in a while that wasn't funny. And Katie Holmes is finally finishing her 5-year search for a good divorce lawyer.
She and I can finally go out in public.
It was like he studied for the part of you're a heterosexual in love, and then went out and completely played it wrong. That's interesting, because I was going to say that marriage was less believable than Katie Holmes and Batman. But that's the weekly wrap-up every Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific time at skidrowstudios.com.
Tune in to Oral Stimulation, Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Pacific, skidrowstudios.com.
What?
Hi, this is Vic Cunningham.
Cohen, what are you doing Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock Pacific time? It's a fair question. Well, whatever you're doing, even if it's making love, I'd like to join you. May I? Hey, it's a fair question. Just go to skidrowstudios.com Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific time for Vic Cohen's It's a Fair Question. I promise I'll be gentle.
Hello, this is Melvin Ishmael Johnson, inviting you to listen to the Cobram Report Monday at 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time at www.skidrowstudios.com. We discuss issues that's relevant to the Skid Row and downtown community. Tune in and check us out.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row iPhone app for your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real internet radio.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row app on your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real radio on the internet.
Tune in to Oral Stimulation, Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Pacific, SkidRowStudios.com.
One and one, we're having some fun in the bedroom all day and all of the night.
Sad news, Nora Ephron died this week. It was the first thing she'd done in a while that wasn't funny. And Katie Holmes is finally finishing her 5-year search for a good divorce lawyer.
She and I can finally go out in public.
It was like he studied for the part of you're a heterosexual in love, and then went out and completely played it wrong. That's interesting, because I was going to say that marriage was less believable than Katie Holmes and Batman. But that's the weekly wrap-up every Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific time at SkidRowStudios.com. Sad news, Nora Ephron died this week. It was the first thing she'd done in a while that wasn't funny. And Katie Holmes is finally finishing her 5-year search for a good divorce lawyer.
She and I can finally go out in public.
It was like he studied for the part of you're a heterosexual in love, and then went out and completely played it wrong. That's interesting, because I was going to say that marriage was less believable than Katie Holmes and Batman. But that's the weekly wrap-up every Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific time at SkidRowStudios.com.
You are listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're 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 listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're
listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
It is radio time. Your host, Rick Esquieta. Thank you for joining us today. Rob DeRocha. Yo, Adrian, here
We're
with
all
me.
Here.
And before we get started, just wanted to remind you that we have a show at the Ice House in Pasadena this Friday,
yes.
April 26th, 7:30.
It's going to be banging.
It's going to be banging. There's I already have on the Facebook event, which I don't know if these are any good. Do you go by these, Rob?
Yeah, I do. I do go by them because the people do show up.
Because I got 40. And
40? I know.
Yeah,
so
every month.
40, I would say maybe a good turnout would be maybe 25 or so. And then out of that 25, 40. They're bringing friends and so
yeah.
forth. I mean, I packed out that place one time and it was like, what? I think we had like 36 RSVP and the whole place
yeah.
was packed up to like 80. So
yeah, so Ice House in Pasadena this Friday, April 26th, 7:30 p.m. And then April 27th. Azul in Palm Springs. If you're in Palm Springs out there, do we have any Palm Springs listeners that are tuned in? We do? Okay, great. If you're in Palm Springs, one Palm Springs listener at a Starbucks right now tuning in. at Azul. I'm going to be at Azul. Have you ever done this place, Rob?
Azul? No, I've never even heard of it. Who runs that?
I'll hook you up with the booker there.
Okay, but this, I saw the flyer.
I can't talk about it. It's a conspiracy.
Okay, is that what it is?
All right.
All right. We still got that, huh?
All right. Thank you, DJ. All right.
All right.
So, all right. This is when he doesn't get, you know, what does this mean to you?
I mean, it's cut it out.
Cut the music,
cut,
right?
Cut it the fuck out. Yeah,
so sound guy.
Excuse me.
Get that one. Get that part. Sunday, I'll be at the hostel in Hollywood.
That's I'll be there, fun. Too.
Oh, Sunday?
Yeah, I'm
with
be
Miguel?
There. Yeah, Miguel.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Performing for some dirty foreigners.
Yes.
Some dirty, smelly
yes.
foreigners. And I like
explain to everybody what it is.
The hostel?
We
well, the Hollywood
have you
hostel?
Been to one? Yeah, I took him one. He likes it.
Oh, he likes it? Yeah, of course he likes it, because he's a dirty French guy. Right?
he gets hurt every time. We could turn the volume down a little bit.
I always like the story that you tell me about, Rick, when you tell me that your brother was at the Comedy Store. And he was hitting out some girls.
Yes, yes.
And he was that guy that kept on saying he was from France.
Yes, yes. And he was wearing a scarf.
Yeah, he was wearing a scarf, smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, yeah. I am from France. I am from France. And then I walk by like a third time, and I hear the girl go, I know you're from France. It's like, all right,
this is
already.
So different. How do you say you are so beautiful? Oh, I just said it. Have you seen any Jean-Luc Godard films?
Which ones?
Jean-Luc Godard.
Oh, no.
Have you seen A Band Apart?
Have you seen François Truffaut?
Oh, this guy. He goes, have you seen France Holy Fall?
What the heck is that?
Oh, have you seen Marie Antoinette?
What is wrong with you? You know what's wrong with you, American Rob? You do not know the French way.
I am from France.
You do not know, Rob. We like to wear scarves and smoke cigarettes.
Ah, ta gueule, putain de merde.
Speak American. We speak American in this country.
Okay, andale. Andale, gracias.
So the scene at the Hollywood Hostel is just it's a bunch of foreigners, some Australians, a lot of Australians are here. And they all stay in this place. It's like where hobos would probably live to some extent.
It's like a dorm.
It's almost like a dorm, but with adults.
Yeah.
With like, you can have a 40-year-old bunkmate, you know? Like,
yeah.
And it's just
How much does it cost? How much does it
I
cost
think
to
like
stay the night?
$25.
To stay the night?
Yeah.
And what qualifies you to stay the night? Like, can I just go and stay the night?
Oh, look at this guy. I see him doing what he's doing, huh? All right. Anyways.
It's still 420 in some places,
they
right?
They do that at the hostel.
They do that at the hostel,
That's not it. Yeah. So it wasn't 420 today, but, you know.
I know.
Anyways, at the Hollywood Hostel, that just distracted me. I want some. But at the Hollywood Hostel, they have, just a bunch of foreigners, like a couple French people. And some of them are like assholes.
Yeah.
Especially when they do the comedy show there, because they're there it gets packed.
Well, you want to hear my story?
And some of them try to talk during the show and they just know, but it's a great place to test out material because if they get it, it's universal.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's like doing like Chris Rock says, like it's like doing like jokes for old people.
Yeah.
If they laugh, if a 70-year-old laughs at your jokes, and someone else will laugh at
you.
So it's universal. But what happened with you?
I was at the hostel, another hostel in Hollywood about a year ago. You know Matt Lewis? Matt Lewis was
I know Matt Lewis. Good guy.
And this Turkish lady was in the audience. And I was doing my terrorist joke.
Oh, no. You don't do terrorist jokes there.
The rest of the place loved it. Okay.
Right.
The rest of the place was loving it. The Turkish lady, okay, she was sitting like kind of front row. And I saw her face go from, she was having a good time. She was laughing at my other stuff. And then once I hit this terrorist joke, she started frowning and she was upset.
Right.
Okay. And then I'm in the middle of my terrorist joke, which I'm like, hey, you know. Fuck you. Oh, for the fuck, why? Hey, you know, America.
Yeah, the explosion. You know, America.
It's the women. It's the women. It's the women. The problem. The women. Right? And then she goes, it's not true. It's not the women. It's not the women. And I said, you know how my joke says women are yelling now in the terrorist wives? They're yelling now?
Yeah.
So I'm like, you see, American women. You see what you do to wives? And so I was pointing at her. And she's like, And I thought she was joking around. So I started going, no, And no, she was going, no, screaming, no. And she just ran out. She cussed me out. She ran out of the show. Okay. Jeez. Everybody was laughing.
Everybody was laughing at her?
Yeah, everybody was laughing at the fact that she was taking it serious.
How old do you think she was?
She was about 25, 27.
Yeah.
But she was Turkish, and I don't specify the country in that joke. I just say terrorist. I never specify any country, right? And I make sure about that, you know, when I'm doing that. She came up to me after the show. She was still crying and she was still yelling at me.
Oh my God.
She was in my face and she wouldn't stop. And then Matt Lewis was worried. You know, Matt Lewis was
that
like,
she was going to what?
Yeah, she was going to, you know, do like come back down and I don't know, do something crazy. Like, yeah.
Boom. Like blow up the place?
Yeah, like blow up the place. Right.
I had those sound effects.
And,
I was
using
it.
You didn't hear them?
Yeah, you heard I heard something on my break. I didn't hear the
All right.
You want me to do it twice or three more times?
No, I got this. Watch this. That's an explosion.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, explosion.
I thought you had that one.
Overpowering. Competition.
Wow.
What is that?
That's glass.
Broken glass.
That's broken glass. It's like throwing a rock through a glass.
Oh, yeah, motherfucker. Explosions. All right, let's do this.
What?
This guy, man. Hey, Mohawk guy, you're in. You're in.
This guy.
You're in. Look at Mohawk guy standing up.
I'll be right in.
I got a bigger one. I got one. Is this what she was going to
do? Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa. That's mine.
Yeah.
That's mine, bitch.
Yeah, that's mine.
What the heck is going on
arms.
Here? Oh, my gosh. It's Armageddon. It's Armageddon because Rob and Adrian, I know, are having sound wars.
The show and she was upset.
Yeah, she was upset. So,
but I think
she was yelling at me.
I hate that. I hate when foreigners. I sound like such a. This is so
what
bad.
A jerk. Oh my gosh.
I hate foreigners. No. I don't hate foreigners. I'm a foreigner. My family's a foreigner. I'm first generation, but I really hate them.
Hey, but you know, if you needed to get that white card, if you needed that white card for some reason.
Yeah, I know. I don't get pulled
white.
Over. I look white. Yeah, exactly. No, but the thing is that, like, I just don't like when people come to a show and they take everything you say verbatim. It's like when I post something on Facebook and someone that doesn't speak the English language too well has to make a comment about what I'm saying and, like, they get offended. And I'm like, and I feel like saying, listen, bitch. It's usually a girl, like, that gets all offended. Like, yeah. I can't believe you said that. Yeah. Shut up. You're a human being. Leave the freaking room. If you don't like what someone's saying, walk out of the room. You don't need to be in there anymore. And that lady from, I hope she's listening, from Turkey. She's probably not listening. She's probably not even allowed to listen.
No, she's probably lost. She's probably in a cave in Turkey.
Oh,
that's where she's at.
See,
I bet you she's
racist.
In a cave. What's racist about that?
No, I know.
They have tons of caves there. And they're going for like 50,000.
Oh, right. Okay, this guy. Real estate.
Zero down.
Yeah, all right.
Zero
really
down, 100% financing.
Just dropping bombs.
Dropping bombs on the cave. That's a nice bomb.
I know.
Wow,
you're
like
that.
That's you want to hear a better bomb?
That's our
bomb. My dick's bigger than yours.
I'll show you a better bomb.
Yeah, watch this.
I had an alarm and it was giving you a warning. Yeah. Shit was about to go down.
There's wind in his. there's wind in his. Yeah. Now, you got to admit, I picture skeletons, like just of people just burned and disintegrated. That's what I picture with his. With yours, I just picture like a broken glass.
Okay, sorry.
We're scaring people. we're supposed to entertain people. Instead, we're scared. I bet you somebody had it like on a loudspeaker at a Starbucks or something. And boom, boom, people running out.
Yeah, someone
we don't want to do that. We're not listening to
most of all, someone at Starbucks, owner of Starbucks.
I know, playing our show on the radio, boom,
well,
I don't think anybody at Starbucks is listening there, or
actually,
owner.
Actually, I think a store in San Bernardino was playing us for a while on their store, yeah.
Oh, hey, store in San Bernardino, why don't you give us a name? We'll call up,
we're gonna
promote you guys.
Actually, we're
going to
talk to them.
We'll blow you up.
We're going to talk to them. We're going to talk to a lot of sponsors because...
Oh, really?
We got a lot of people that are calling in, as you can see, all the time. Big fans of Is Radio.
Yeah, we got like a bunch of weirdos calling in.
Hey, that's fine, man. It's a niche. Yeah. You know, you got to look for the niche.
Okay. Yeah, the niches are weirdos. Yeah,
the niche are the weirdos. Hey, there are a lot of weirdos in this world, and we have a big audience of weirdos. We're going to continue now, if sound guy is ready for this, because there's a lot in the news, and we want to get that in there, and we have the news.
And now, your anchorman, meteorologist, sports connoisseur, Notre Dame High School alum, comedian and chauffeur, and on occasions he likes to catch his stepdad wearing a bra, Raw DeRocha.
All right.
Yeah, that's a great introduction there.
There you go.
Hey, let's start off with Farrah Abraham.
How Farrah Abraham, the teen mom.
Yeah, the teen mom that What's got famous on? From the MTV show. Look, first of all, this chick is pretty hot.
Okay.
For a mom, she's a MILF easily.
How old is she?
She's like 21, I think.
Yeah, well,
she's
21, a lot 22. Of 21 old moms.
I know, but this girl looks hot. She looks like she might be ugly later on. But anyways, that might tell me. Okay. She's smoking hot. Anyway, she did a sex tape, right?
Okay.
But she came out saying like someone broke into my place and stole my sex tape. But the sex tape was done with a professional porn star named James Dean.
Okay.
You know about this?
Okay, no.
Okay, so so they had an actual camera crew recording it. It wasn't like a homemade sex tape. No, it was a professionally done.
Microphone guy.
Yes.
By a grip.
I'm looking forward to whack off to this.
By a grip.
I'm looking
forward. Oh, really?
Forward,
it's not out there yet?
No, it's not out there. No, because she's in negotiations.
I'm looking forward.
She's in negotiations to sell it.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I mean, obviously she's doing the whole Kim Kardashian thing. She was thinking that was going to happen. So, but then James Dean came out and said, no, this is all fake.
Yeah.
They approached me and told me not to say anything.
James Dean.
Yeah, James Dean, the guy that did the movie with Lindsay Lohan.
Really?
Yeah, that guy.
I don't.
Which one?
What makes him famous? Oh, look, he wants to know which cock it is.
He didn't know which cock it is or which, Lindsay Lohan.
Which male?
Lohan. It's a Lindsay Lohan movie that the same director from Taxi Driver, Schrader, I think it was, or the writer. Uh-huh. I think it's Schrader or Peter Schrader.
It just came out this last year.
No, it's not come out yet. It was a nightmare, and I think they're like still editing it, trying to salvage the film because it ended up being a nightmare. She like did like drugs, and she would party, show up to the set all like drunk.
Wow!
And then all this stuff, and I guess like they got recordings of it. You can look it up, and it's like James Dean and Lindsay Lohan going at it, and she's telling James Dean that he sucks as an actor, and this. It was like James Dean's first feature film, and they have a sex scene in there. Yeah, exactly. But not like an actual, it was like soft core, you know, like she just doesn't porn herself out.
Okay.
Let's go back to Farrah Abraham. So she came out with that, all this stuff. And then she did an interview on Dr. Phil.
No way.
Yeah, but Dr. Phil just rips in on her. And she just sounds like such a, I'm going to have to use the F-bomb, a fucking moron. Bling, bling. This chick is just so bad.
With a fence post.
You know?
Okay, it's Dr. Phil,
you're
right?
You're telling me you shouldn't.
No, I just think they're being really negative.
No, you're telling me that you wouldn't.
That's all I can say.
You're telling me that you wouldn't. You're telling me that you wouldn't. That
it's like
you shouldn't have been arrested. I said you might get off.
I wouldn't want to hit someone.
Okay, so, by the way, she got it on St. Patrick's Day. She was drunk. And she went driving, and she was in a parked car. But the thing is, she's like upset because Dr. Phil's asking, like, she doesn't accept responsibility for it.
Okay.
She's that crazy. She's that freaking crazy.
Whose fault was it? The alcohol?
The alcohol, whatever. The thing is that she's saying that she was parked, so she wasn't hurting anybody. She's going to go on to say on here saying, oh, well, I didn't maliciously went out. She didn't even use the word maliciously because that's too big of a word for her. But she keeps on using the word like. She sounds like such a
I wouldn't want to kill someone. I wouldn't want to put myself in the situation of driving my car like I had to because I thought I had to go get my sister.
Yeah.
When you're just saying, oh, Farrah, you like purposely were drinking and driving. No, I wasn't purposely. I wasn't trying.
Yeah.
No, I was not. I meant I was in the wrong. I didn't want to be there.
You shouldn't have been given a DUI, and I say, well, you'll probably get off. And you say, well, I don't care whether I do or I don't. You would argue no matter what I say,
because
you have a chip on your shoulder, and you want to argue instead of being accountable. You what?
Yeah. I am accountable. Yeah. I'm upset at how you like made this situation. It's upset me.
Yeah, let's no, all, I, let's all applaud while she's trying to talk.
You don't have good answers for.
I guess I don't care.
I guess I don't care.
She just says, I got good questions. You don't have good answers
I feel like I've argued
for.
With a girl like this. She's that crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
She sounds like the girl like from Saturday Night Live. Yeah. I don't know if you guys watch Saturday Night Live. Yeah. That says like the girl that you get stuck talking to at a party.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know if you had clips of that. I don't know if the sound guy could look up a clip of that. But it's either way, like it sounds exactly like that. Because she just keeps on saying like.
Does you know what he's looking at?
What, porn?
James Dean.
And I'm sorry.
Look at James
Dean.
I'm
sorry I'm here.
I'm sorry I have to be
put in a situation that just needs to upset me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to upset
No one
further.
Likes her in the audience.
I guess keep doing it.
Yeah.
So, what? Pardon me?
Yeah. I guess keep doing it.
Yeah.
You know, this is the problem
right.
that yeah. you and I have.
I don't have a problem with you. I'm not trying to have this back and forth end of conversation words.
Here's the problem that you and I have.
She's like trying to cry.
And
that is that perhaps unlike your mother, is I don't care whether you have... You throw a fit or whether you don't. I just ask you questions
fit.
Like an adult.
Yeah.
And if you get upset, then that's okay.
It's right.
okay. Oh, I'm asking you questions. I've asked you in a respectful tone. I've allowed you to deliver your
Listen
answers in their
this
entirety.
You've done all you can do.
And conducted the interview. And, you know, is
She's hot, though.
You have an incredible sense of entitlement. And when you don't get your way, then you get upset. Sorry.
Yeah, so that's called a brat.
Oh my God,
I've
dude!
Met so many brats.
Like, you know when you're telling somebody like, yeah, well, you're in the wrong. Okay, fine, I'm in the wrong.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it's like you don't. It's like me and you have a problem. We don't have a problem. It's that you don't care. Yeah, I don't care.
And what are you gonna do about it?
Yeah, but the thing is,
well, I guess you can't do anything. I guess you've done all you can do.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh?
Why don't you just leave me alone?
Oh
I don't care what's happening.
I've talked to kids like this.
Yeah, and it's like she's 22 years old. Oh, you want to see what she looks like?
I want to see what she looks like.
She's that hot. She's pretty hot, dude. Actually, look at this picture here of her in her bikini. Don't tell me that's not hot.
All right.
I think she's got fake boobs.
All right.
But the thing is, so today, there's even more. I think, Adrian just pulled down his pants.
He did?
Yeah, he's looking at this picture.
Oh, showed you his
cock? He What's it called? She had a meeting the other day about selling the video to Vivid Video.
Okay.
So that she's in negotiations right now. And today she was taking a picture wearing a bikini with her daughter. Her daughter's really cute. It's really sad, actually. But taking her daughter, and then I guess she took her daughter to the negotiations for the porn video.
Okay.
And she's saying it's not porn. She's saying that she did it because she wants to remember what she looked like when she was 21.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, don't you remember what you look like through pictures? You know, like, do you really need to, like, do a porn video? What is she going to do with that video? Is she going to, like, show her kids? Everyone, let's gather around. Let's watch me when I was 21 having sex with James Dean.
Yeah, no.
Porn star. Yeah.
Kids, gather around.
I'm not disturbing you.
We're going to watch grandma's video.
Yeah, we're going to watch grandma's video. Look at grandma. She was
a nice, hot
piece
21.
Of ass. she is hot.
She can still do that move.
She is hot, but I just find it crazy that, you know, that she's in the news. And I can't believe I'm even talking about it, but it's just kind of like.
Well, I got a story here for you, Rob.
Okay.
You see the story about the North Dakota anchor man fired?
Oh, because he dropped the F-bomb, right?
Because he dropped the F-bomb?
Yeah.
We got a call. Okay, well, hold on. We'll hold on right now. We're going to play this clip for you really quick.
High definition.
Gay. Fucking shit.
Good evening, okay. I'm Van
Q. Stop. Go back. Sorry. Okay. So just so everybody that hasn't seen this, this guy's like, it's in North Dakota.
Okay.
How much news is in North Dakota, first of all? Okay, there's like...
No, but still, it's very, like it's seven, very up, uptight state.
Seven viewers. I understand. Okay. But then, you know... The when I heard the story, they were actually saying it will probably be in their best benefit to keep him because that's the worst he can get. He can grow from there. But anyways, it looks like he was like looking at his phone and he was following a bet, kind of like you are right now.
Yeah.
And then something pissed him off and he just goes, fucking shit. Like and he's looking down and the girl next to him is the other anchor girl. Okay, she's trying to get the thing started, and so she's a little bit nervous. So right. You can hear it in her voice. So go ahead. Watch.
High definition.
Gay. Fucking shit.
Good evening, I'm Van Chu. You may have seen our newest AJ on NBC North Dakota News, and he'll be joining the weekend news team as my co-anchor. Tell us a little bit about your
And then
show.
Listen to him.
Thanks, man. I'm very excited. I graduated from West Virginia University, and I'm used to, from being from the East Coast.
Okay, well, welcome aboard, AJ. Go for it.
Oh man, dude, isn't that hilarious?
That's pretty bad. I think that's really hilarious.
How much do you think that took down the credibility of West Virginia?
Of West Virginia for
university?
Because
he attended West Virginia University.
No, because he got fired, right?
No, because he's right up. He's in front. Look.
No, but he got fired, and I don't care about West Virginia.
I don't care either. But look, you're there to do a job, to stand in front of a TV and just read the news. That's all you're there for. Okay. It's your first day on the job. You graduated from some big time university. You landed this job. Why are you going to do this on the first day of your job?
Well, I don't think he did it on purpose.
No,
I don't think he's a moron. I think he's
a big moron.
I don't know. Who knows what that text was about? Maybe some girl got pregnant and he didn't want her to get pregnant.
Yeah.
Maybe he was happy about the job. Maybe he found out that he's got herpes. You know, maybe something like that. Maybe there could have been so many reasons why at that moment he's like, fucking shit. So let's relax and let's not judge him.
Oh, I'm not relaxing. I'm judging him because that was a funny mistake.
It is a funny mistake. It's funny how he got fired. So I wonder if he's going to get hired again.
I actually don't think he should have gotten fired. I think they should have kept him.
I just like the fact he's like, I'm from the East Coast. The philosophy
of Rick. Thank you.
He's like, from the East Coast and...
Let's play that part again. The East Coast. How's that one go? The East Coast.
High definition.
Okay. Oh, we're going to go from the beginning again?
It's okay. Don't worry. Okay. We're getting it.
All right.
Don't we have a caller? Oh, we do.
Yeah, why don't we take the caller?
All right. Let's take the caller.
It's dead air.
It's okay to have dead air.
No, it's not okay to have dead air.
Yes, it is.
It's the fucking radio, man.
Get comfortable with dead air.
You don't...
They hung up.
There we go.
Oh, nice job, Ricardo.
Dead callers. That's what it's all about.
Nice
dead callers.
Job, Ricardo.
It's okay, man. You know what?
You know what? And you
Hey, you know
it.
What? Hey, you know what? I like how Rob has been going, man, these callers, it's just not good. And now you're fucking on the caller side.
No.
No. And the callers are good. Right, Mohawk guy? Which was your favorite caller so far?
High definition.
Fucking shit.
You blew it!
You blew it.
He said his favorite was the Arab guy.
The Arab guy?
The Arab guy.
Oh, yeah. The one that said, no Florida, no Florida, no Florida.
Thanks, man. I'm very excited. That guy. I graduated from West Virginia University, and I'm used to, from being from the East Coast.
All right. We're going to work on synchronicity sounds.
You just did
you
it
guys.
Right now.
Huh?
I wasn't doing anything. He was playing it.
No, I know. So
I did the sound that you wanted me to do.
Yeah, but I wanted it a little bit earlier. And then now we were kind of talking about something else. So we were talking about the caller coming in. We were kind of gone from the anchor. We were talking about the Arab caller, right? No Florida. This guy over here was not listening to me. He's in his computer.
You
He's
blew
too busy.
It!
Yeah, and he keeps on doing, you blew it, okay? And then this guy finally starts playing what I wanted him to play about
and like
20 seconds
what you're
earlier.
Right now. I love how the fact it's radio and you're saying, and then this guy. We got to say names.
Yeah, well, no, I don't want to name any names. You guys know who you are.
It!
There's only two of you in this fucking room. Get your act together.
I'm sorry, people. I'm having fun on the show.
We got a show here,
you
people.
Blew it!
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, audience, for sticking with us.
All right,
you're not leaving. What else you got in the news, Senor DeRocha?
Okay, well, we got cops arrest a student for, guess this, in Santa Cruz. And the people in the sound booth are going to like this. Arrested for a 2.5-pound joint.
Ooh.
AC, you said the cops smoked a 2.5 pound joint?
No, no, the cops arrested a kid, a student from Santa Cruz University.
2.5 pound? How big is that?
That's insane.
What would that be? Would that be like this?
No, it's bigger than that. It was bigger than that.
Like that?
It was almost like a
yard?
Like a half of a baseball bat.
Half of a baseball
bat. And it was fat. Kind of like my cack.
Like my cack?
Yeah, like Adrian's cack.
It's hung. Fat as a base. Okay, so it was like half of a baseball bat.
If you look it up
fat.
Online, yeah, look it up online, people. Yeah. If you got to visually see it, but it looks like one of those bats that you get on bat day, you know, those mini bats.
Uh-huh.
But bigger and thicker.
Okay.
Just a little bit bigger.
And so
thicker.
They were arrested for this.
They were arrested, and it shows the cops walking around with
the joint.
Yeah. With this big ass joint. But you're a moron. How do you get caught doing that? And why are you smoking that in public? Like, yeah, that's something you smoke in your own room. I would never even, like, it's, it, I, you know when, like, you know when people have like a blunt, like when someone gets like an eighth of weed, and then they all, or maybe like a dub, you know, or like maybe a gram of weed, and they just put it in a blunt. I hate that. You're just wasting weed, dude. You're just smoking all the weed right then and there. That's a $20. That, you know how much that thing must have cost? I wonder, he must have grew it himself.
I believe it's a conspiracy.
You think so?
Yeah, I believe it's a conspiracy. It just
gets
the government.
Me so mad when people waste weed like that.
I think the government is behind it all, okay? And I think they want us to waste the weed.
Yeah, because they put fluoride in it.
They put fluoride.
Yeah.
And it affects the vagina.
But back to the fluoride. You know that the reason why they put fluoride was the Nazis would put fluoride because it rots your brain.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes you more like acceptable to be more like morons, to just listen to what's going on and just follow, be a sheep.
Yeah, that's my exception to my problems.
You know, that's what people keep on posting right now on Facebook. It's like, don't be sheep. This is all fake, the Boston thing. You know, you know, there's some theories out there, people, but I don't think I really believe them all. All right.
Yeah, but, you know, this is my thing. I would not want to be a person that doesn't believe in anything like that.
That's
like
true.
Like those people that say there's no way there's aliens and there's no way there's conspiracy. That to me is stupider than saying, hey, there's possible conspiracy and there's
stupider
possible.
Than saying stupider?
Stupider than stupider, stupider it is.
Is more stupid or what?
Does.
I think it's more stupid.
I think it's worse.
Worse, yeah, worse is better and stupider.
I think it's muy pendejo.
Yeah, muy pendejo.
Muy pendejo.
No, you know what? I agree with you. It's not like the only thing that I less and less believe that there's aliens is because ever since everyone has a camera phone, we don't see any more pictures. We don't see any more sightings. There's no more happening. What happened? The aliens all of a sudden like, everyone's got a phone now. So I guess we're not going to show up anymore.
What are you talking about? There's been alien sightings have gone up 300%
in
the last decade. I did.
No.
In the last decade. You know what else went up 300% in the last decade? The THC and marijuana, that's gone up 300%.
No.
So that's what everybody's seeing. They're not seeing aliens. They're just seeing a fuzzy, buzzy little high is what they're seeing. But no, really, they have gone up.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they have.
No, they haven't.
The sightings have
gone
up.
I'm looking at it right now. It says, no, they haven't.
They have gone up.
It says they haven't. I'm sorry, dude.
But it's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy. And that's the talk today. About it being a conspiracy.
Okay, and then, so the 2.5 joint. And then what else is in the news? I have Will I Am.
Yeah, I'm going to meet him this, I'm going to meet him next week.
Oh, you're going to ask him?
I'm going to do a show with him.
Stealing a music?
Sure. What should I ask him?
He stole some guy named Artie.
Artie Lang?
No, Artie Matzos. He had a song called Rebound. And that new song by Chris Brown with will.i.am, it's called Let's Go. Let's Go. You know, that song would be cute if it was queued up right now. But he said that, I'm just saying, like, I'm just saying they should have, you read my mind. I'm just saying queue it up now.
Okay.
But anyways, it's saying that will.i.am just pretty much admitted that he stole the song.
Really?
Yeah, he talked to him about it.
Okay.
And then he never gave him the rights to it. And then he still played it. He did the song. And then he said somehow he forgot to get a hold of Artie or something like that. And yeah. And then all these people started coming out on Twitter attacking will.i.am. But then Artie came out and said, hey, don't attack him. Hey, things are being handled.
Everything's all right. Yo.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was an interesting story.
Yo, peeps, all love. Yo,
Here's another one. Here's the last one, and then I got sports stuff, but I know you got some news yourself.
No.
You don't have any news?
You keep going.
No, oh, that's good. Good research, Rick.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, Rick's ready. Rick's always ready, huh?
Hey, can we replay the news song? It says Anchorman robbed Roach. I don't have stepdad wearing a bra. I'm sorry. That's not me, pal.
Okay. What does that have to do with the show?
No, the news. Okay. I just bring extra news just in case.
So, yeah, we'll
you don't have
look
enough.
Up some other stuff. All right. So, either way, we got the Real Housewives, Portia Stewart.
Okay.
She found
Portia
out.
Portia Stewart.
What's the worst way you've ever found out news?
The worst way I ever found out news.
Like about a relationship or anything.
In a relationship? Was probably,
What about you, Adrian? What was the worst way?
Yeah.
I guess I found something out?
Yeah, you found something out.
Guess in person.
Or what's the worst way someone's broken up with either one of you?
Oh, that's when I was I was a teenager. I was on the payphone in the rain.
Oh, no, that's so dramatic.
Yeah, I was in the payphone
that's
in the
so,
rain.
That's so, like, say anything.
Oh, yeah. I was in the
and
payphone.
And your eyes, were you listening to that song?
Your eyes. No. and then the chick I was dating, I thought we were still boyfriend, girlfriend. And I said, hey, but, you know, I thought we were still, you know, I thought you were my girlfriend. And then she goes, ha! Like that. Ha! She goes, I'm dating your friend.
What? Were you guys still friends? Were you still friend with the friend?
Yeah. Yeah, he was cool. He was a cool friend.
He's a good friend. He went out with your girlfriend.
Oh, well, he was way bigger than me. I wouldn't want to be sitting there. He kicked my ass.
That is horrible.
Yeah, that's the worst breakup. What was yours or the way you got the message?
You know what's funny is I can still remember to this day the worst breakup was this girl. You know when you keep on asking, like, what, you know, like you want to go out with somebody and then they finally just tell you that they just don't like you?
Uh-huh.
In that way. And then finally, it's that moment where it just sinks in slowly. And you feel your heart just like crumbling and tearing apart. And you're just like, what?
I've been there, Rob. I know. Go on with the freaking story.
Stop
making me go through it again. You're describing it so I can go through it all over again.
Anyways, her name was Noelle. And she just basically told me. And then I knew it was completely over when I found out she was going out with this guy. But you know what? At the end, I won her over, and then I ended up breaking up with her.
Oh, fuck, congratulations.
I turned the tables.
Good
but it
for
took
you,
a,
man.
It took a 2 years for that to happen.
Good for you. Took 2 years for that to happen?
Yeah. What? Well, a year and a half.
Take that back.
That was my diabolical plan. I was that guy, you know, that guy that's like the best friends with the girl. And like does everything for her, like, oh, I'll help you move. I'll do this and that. I'll take care of your dog. Yeah, I was a young Adrian. I was a young Adrian doing stupid shit.
I try and warn him not to do that.
Yeah, don't do it, man. When we tell you this stuff, it's because we've been through it.
Yeah.
We don't want you to go through it. But it was like, it was that terrible. Anyway, so the Portia Stewart, I don't like the show Real Housewives of Atlanta. I don't watch any of that stuff. I hate reality shows. But she found out that her husband, Cordell Stewart, ex-Steelers quarterback.
Yes, I know Cordell.
She found out through Twitter that her husband was divorcing her. She got a call. She took a nap. She got a call from her sister. She got a call from her sister saying,
really?
Hey, how you taking the news? And she's like, the news of what? Cordell Stewart, in the meantime, is in the next room over.
Oh.
They're in the same house.
And he hasn't told her anything.
He hasn't
anything.
Told her anything.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. So so it's pretty bad. So she found out through Twitter, through her sister that read that. And then, so they're still in the same house, though, right now.
Oh, man.
But that's a horrible way, I think. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I don't know if I can handle that through Twitter.
But how do we even tweet that as I... Gotta get divorced. About to break the news.
Yeah, like it's about to go down. Hashtag divorce. Hashtag Stewart divorce. Real Housewives of Atlanta. Hashtag. I wonder if he talked to her like that too. By the way, we're getting divorced. Hashtag divorce.
At Linda, what's her name?
Portia.
Portia.
Portia
Stewart.
Hey, at Portia Stewart.
Portia
we're getting a divorce. Hashtag. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Love.
Speaking about tweets, let's go into sports.
Okay. Spittin' sports.
All right, that's a great sound effect. Hey, could you find me a better one? Could you find Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? Could you do that one?
Which one's that one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the one where he goes...
Yeah. That guy's such a good actor. He's such a good character actor. Yeah. Okay. We're going to hear it right now. All right. Anyways,
I like
speaking about Twitter, the Lakers lost.
Lakers lost.
On Sunday.
Yes.
And Kobe Bryant, Coach Vino, he calls himself Coach Vino.
Oh, my gosh. He's just Twittering like a madman.
Yeah, did you see that? And he was like saying... But you know what was funny about his tweets was he kept on saying, go to the low post, go to the... Which is obvious, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, he should have been doing that in the first place when he was playing.
Why didn't he... Yeah, well, he does. He does do that when he plays. He coaches out on the court.
No, he does. But what I'm saying is, like, he was coaching from the hospital bed or from home.
Okay.
And he was like saying, like, go to the low, man. He kept on saying he kept on saying too much. And like it was kind of cool.
What he says makes sense, because if you post both Superman and Gasol, if you post Howard, you got twin towers there that you need to use more.
Right.
Often.
So he kept on saying that, and they were kind of trying. Like, but the thing is, when Kobe was playing, they weren't doing that, and people were saying that back then. But now he's saying that because he's a spectator and he's watching it, going like, "Oh, well, why doesn't everyone throw it down to Howard?" It's like, no shit. Why weren't you doing that when you were playing?
But
the thing that cracks me up is that so he did all that, and then Phil Jackson started tweeting to Kobe. Phil Jackson said he wants to come back.
Yeah.
I want to coach again. I want him to come back to the Lakers. I don't like Mike D'Antoni, even though he was coach of the month this past month at the end of the season.
Uh-huh.
But Phil Jackson said, I'm not going to tweet like this and that. And then Phil said something, no, you should tweet. Everything you said was right. You know, like everything you said, he's like, I'm dying here. He says, it's hard for me to watch the Titanic. He said that about the Laker team.
Oh.
Saying that, calling them the Titanic. It's a sinking ship, he said.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just thought that was interesting because it's like.
You know what? That's wrong.
It's wrong of what?
But it's wrong for a teammate to do that.
No, but I think what he was saying wasn't bad. It wasn't like he was talking shit. He was saying he was giving compliments to Tim Duncan, saying Tim Duncan was a great athlete, you know, one of the best that he's ever played against. He was saying stuff like, oh, they need to do this. This is a comeback. I smell upset. I smell we're going to steal one in San Antonio.
Sure.
He was saying, everything he was saying was positive.
That's fine.
So he wasn't doing anything
bad. But once you bring out a negative thing like Titanic.
That was Phil Jackson.
Oh, that was Phil Jackson. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay,
Phil Jackson said that. He said, it's hard to watch the Titanic happening. Because he said that he was complimenting Kobe's tweets.
Okay.
And I just find it funny that Phil Jackson's tweeting, because the guy's 70 years old.
Yeah, and a lot of people that age don't want to be tweeting.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
Don't want nothing to
I don't
do
know
with.
If you saw the fact that he was tweeting and he tweeted these words on accident, whatever. Like he was spelling stuff wrong. And the main reason why was it cut to him and it sent a picture. And it was because he was wearing all his rings on his hand.
Oh, he was.
guys.
So he was having a hard time on Twittering because he couldn't get to the right letters.
Uh-huh. But, you know, it's all just a conspiracy. Uh-huh.
So, Phil Jackson said that, what else? Dodgers. I think they're winning.
Dodgers.
Dodgers. They suck. It's so much money on the payroll.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
They
huh?
lost Zach Greinke, and then yesterday they lost. Bill Billingsley.
Uh oh.
He's gonna have Tommy John surgery. He's not gonna be back for another year.
He's done. Done for the season.
That was supposed to be our second. No, he was gonna be our third ace because it was supposed to be Kershaw, Greinke. And then Billingsley. And we're going to have a solid rotation. Now it's all up in flames. Matt Kemp's not pitching well. I mean, not hitting well. The whole team is just like, the only people right now, bright spots, are Adrian Gonzalez, who's getting hits, and Crawford. But either way, you guys probably don't give a shit.
That's good. I do.
But it's Dodgers. I'm a big Dodger fan. It's kind of sad. What else is in the news? We have...
How are the other teams doing in the NBA playoffs?
Who cares a shit about the other teams? Clippers won.
They're 2-0.
Yeah, they hit a buzzer beater last night.
Chris I think there's a lot of people that would care, you know, out
about
there.
The Clippers. Who gives a
about
shit
about everybody? I've been a Laker fan since I was since I was a little kid. But I kind of grew out of sports in the last 5 years. It's kind of weird because I was so into sports when I was watching you watch the Laker game at the bar, that used to be me.
Really?
Yeah, I used to yell at the TV. I used to be like, come on! And that was Rob. And then people were like moving over like a stool. You know, moving
over like,
hey, what are you doing, man? And then
it
so
wasn't
that
bad.
That was me. I used to yell at the TV a lot, get pissed. And then and then I don't know, I just got this and then I was coaching football, high school football. And then I used to watch a lot of football too.
So what's the
logic here is that because you say you don't care, you know, and I do. No, hold on a second. I do care because I really want the Lakers and Dodgers to win. I do care.
Right.
Okay. But I'm not as into it as I used to be. And then this is what gets to me, though. Okay. Because you did this over at the bar. Okay. I don't know what happened, but then you came out with this whole bullshit about, well, you're not a Laker fan. Get out of here. I'm like, oh, man. You know, I hate it when Laker fans do that. When Laker fans try and say they're better Laker fans than the other Laker fan, it gets disgusting then. Yeah. It gets absolutely disgusting. Hollywood, LA-ish for me. You know, that's what kind of turned me off because it was always, you're not one. I'm drunk. And you're not. That means you're not a fan. It was like always that type of shit. I would run in that stuff.
Right.
And it's just annoying.
Well, sorry that I did that, but who really gives a shit? yeah.
I'm being real. That's all.
I know. I know. I know.
Because I was into it.
You know what? It is what it is.
It is what
I am the smartest man alive.
Thank you. That was for me?
Yeah.
No, I am the smartest man alive.
I want that as my ringtone.
So, all right. It's not that you don't care. It's just I'm an LA fan, but it's like I'm not your typical LA fan because people have that. Mike Brown, who was an ex-Laker coach.
Laker coach.
Yeah, for five games this season.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of Laker fans hate him.
Yeah. Well, I don't like the turtle. I don't like him. He's a turtle. Turtle head. He just was a bad coach because he was trying to do something. He was trying to implement something that didn't really exist.
Look, what about the coach now?
I don't like D'Antonio. Yeah,
he's also a bad coach.
No, the reason why is you know what
they're good coaches. They're up against the meanest challenge in the world.
No, it's not that
to deal with these millionaire basketball players and Rick, and Rick, guide them and direct them.
Can I speak? Can I speak?
Now you can.
Okay, listen, I'm going to end it on this.
Oh. I gotta end it.
The Lakers, what the Lakers need to get a championship team, they need a solid coach that's old school. If you notice in the league, a lot of coaches that used to coach big men, you know, Mike D'Antoni's never coached a big man. He's never had a big guy in his team.
He was where, in Portland?
He wasn't in Portland. He was with the Suns.
He was with the Suns.
He had Stoudemire. Stoudemire was a power forward. He became a center, but he didn't really utilize him. He didn't really make him to the player that he was. He's also really quick. When you got a team, that's when he had Steve Nash, and Steve Nash was the general. Steve Nash is aged now. The fact is that they need a Popovich, a guy that knows how to use old school players. Centers are dead in the league. Robin Lopez is one of the best centers in the league, and he's nowhere putting up the numbers that other centers are putting up. So if you really want to like break it down, they don't have that center anymore. And Phil Jackson knows how to use a center. The triangle offense is made for a center. It's made for a shooting guard. It's made for the whole team, but it's passing the ball. The only person that doesn't really get to really use the triangle offense is the point guard. So right now, we don't have a point guard. And D'Antoni, when he first came out here, the reason why he was being bad was because he was saying that he wanted the Lakers to score 100 and average 110 points a game. Max Kellerman on ESPN says they should call him Mike Antoni because he doesn't play any D. There should be called Mike D'Antoni. So, I mean, if you just break it down, that's what that's wrong with him. It has nothing to do. He's probably a good coach, but he doesn't have the right utensils. And that's what the problem is. And that's what Mike Brown was doing. Mike Brown was trying to do this Princeton offense that was made for college basketball with no names, no stars.
Right. I mean, why don't they just pick up where Phil left off?
Right. Right, they should have had
Brian
Shaw.
Why do they have to change things?
Well, they should have had Brian Shaw. Brian Shaw should have been the, because he does a triangle, yeah, and he does parts of it. But for whatever reason, they didn't want to give him the keys to the car.
I think they should use the hexagon offense.
Because the hexagon offense is
the way to go. All right.
Mike Brown. He's going to be coaching Cleveland again.
Okay.
He just did a handshake.
Uh-huh.
So he was there before. He led them to the finals when he had LeBron.
Yeah.
And they just fired, they fired Byron Scott. So now Mike Brown's the coach.
Uh-huh.
I also got another thing. This is great stuff. The Bobcats fired Coach Dunlap, who was only there for one season. They fired him. Michael Jordan fired him again. I think Michael Jordan is so funny because Michael Jordan was greatest player of all time.
Yeah.
And like whenever people say like, oh, that's the Michael Jordan or something. Like it's like saying like, Rick, you're the Michael Jordan of the radio, whatever. You know, like you're really amazing. Oh,
thank you, Rob.
Okay. But they say, I think Michael Jordan is the Michael Jordan of owners because he's horrible. He's like a horrible owners. That's what he is.
Oh, okay.
He's the worst owner of NBA history.
And Michael Jordan.
Yeah, Michael Jordan is so bad. He's such a bad... He's great for the fact that he did Air Jordan. He got all that money.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he's a horrible, horrible owner.
Okay.
And his franchise is just shit. Charlotte Bobcats are horrible.
Did you see that video of that young guy claiming he's Michael Jordan's son?
Oh, I bet. I bet you that there is. Because he was, I knew a girl that hooked up with Michael Jordan when he was playing.
This was when we were in El Paso. Buzz had that article.
Oh, really?
On the radio show.
Okay, and last couple things.
We have to do the Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, okay.
Reese Witherspoon story.
Oh, Reese Witherspoon. Yeah, she got caught. Why didn't we do that earlier when we were doing the?
I don't know. There were sound battles going. Oh, yeah.
Well, Reese Witherspoon. If everyone doesn't know, I think it was on Sunday, right? She got caught, or Saturday.
Well, we got an audio clip of what she said to the police officer.
Oh, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Except when I dress up as a frigid bitch, I try not to look so constipated.
Yeah, you don't want to say that to a police officer.
Oh,
you don't
really?
Want to
is that
say
what
that.
She said?
Yeah.
Oh, and then she also said this.
I want to fuck.
Yeah, and that's the other one she said.
So. Oh, that's good. Yeah, I think she should have
said the second one first.
Right.
Okay. And then she would have gone off.
Is that where we had to go to the Reese Witherspoon story to say those two lines?
Those two clips.
That was
5 hours to find.
Yeah, 5 hours to find all the research. Yeah. I just like the fact that she was saying, "Do you know who I am?"
I know. Huh?
Do you know who I am?
Do you know? Now, what's your take? What's your take on people who act like that? We did a story one time about Busta Rhymes, where he was demanding. That they put ketchup and mustard in his hamburger, and he was at a place that you do it yourself or something like that.
Where's that happen?
It was a Busta Rhymes story. And so what's your take on famous people? Now, David Spade, we have David Spade saying, we have David Spade here, okay? Uh-huh. David Spade has a really good take on this, okay? TMZ approached David Spade, and they asked him what they thought... As homeboy here is trying to find the David Spade video on TMZ.
Right.
What they thought about a celebrity saying, "Do you know me? Do you know who I am?"
Right.
Kind of like Reese's Pieces.
What?
Kind of like Reese's Witherspoon went to pieces. Reese's went to pieces. And so here we go. Is the clip from David Spade, which we had queued up.
Okay.
Much earlier.
We did not have it much earlier. You didn't even send it to me.
Yes, I did.
No, this
did.
Is so great. I could have just come in with some more stories. Yeah. No, can I go with some stories? Because I got some funny stuff. Not funny stuff, but I think it's funny that these...
Go for it.
When athletes...
We'll come back to David Spade.
Rolando McClain, he's a new linebacker from... For the Baltimore Ravens, Super Bowl champs, but he just got signed this year. With them, he got dropped from the Oakland Raiders. He was drafted last year. He was like fourth drafted, right?
Uh-huh.
This guy recently was yelling out, "Fuck the police!" at a party at the they were trying to clear it up at a park.
Nice.
Kept on yelling, "Fuck the police!" The police were like, "What? Who's saying that?" Whatever. They figured out who said it.
Uh-huh.
It was him, and they were trying to pull everyone out of there. And then like he started like arguing because they're like, "Come here, sir." And he's like, no, I didn't say anything, whatever. And it was obviously him. And they're trying to grab him. And then he's trying to resist arrest. So he got arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. Prior to this, He's out on bail for $1,000 because when he was in Oakland, when he was playing for the Raiders, he had tinted windows and he tried to get out of it by lying. Prior to this, he had four misdemeanors for reckless endangerment, menacing, being menacing. I don't even know that was a charge, just menacing.
What position is he playing?
He's a linebacker.
Oh, yeah. I want this player.
Third degree assault. I want him in my firing a gun in public.
I want him in my fantasy football. Who is this guy?
No, I would like him in my fantasy crime league. You know, like this guy's a lot of points.
Wow, man. Yeah. He must be crazy. He must be pretty good football player, is he?
Right. But the I think the Ravens should drop him. Like, why do you want to deal with this shit?
Yeah.
The guy is 22 years old.
Yeah. 22.
Yeah, and he's doing all this.
Wow.
Yeah, he just got drafted.
When's the last time he got arrested? Like, when's the last time?
Last year.
I mean, last year December or last year January?
I think,
is he changing?
Last, like, summer or something like that, yeah.
Is he trying to change?
I don't think he's trying to change at all.
And who picked him up? Or who's going to pick him up?
The Ravens picked him up. He was with Oakland.
Who got
You know what his stats are for last season? You know how many tackles he had?
Ooh, what?
Two.
Oh, wow. With who?
With the Oakland Raiders.
And this guy is supposed to take over Ray Lewis?
I don't know if he's taking over Ray Lewis, he's got big shoes to fill.
Wow.
You want a madman, though.
Wow.
I think something bad's got to happen to him. Like, he's got to stab somebody, almost go to jail, and then he's going to change his life around like Ray Lewis did.
Oh, so we queued up with the David Spade.
I also got another guy from football, Detroit Lions linebacker, fourth overall pick, disturbing the peace at a bar at 1:30 in the morning. Cops came and arrested him as well. And he's also got priors. So I think it's just crazy that these athletes are so moronic that they have this opportunity. Like, I mean, you would never catch me doing that.
Oh, no.
Even when I was younger. Even when I felt like even when I was booking a lot of commercials, yeah, you heard me. I wasn't that stupid to just be like, you know, I spent my money, but that was about it.
Oh yeah, I think we've all been there.
Yeah, we make a lot of money.
How you doing there, Adrian?
I'm good. I'm waiting to play the
song. Go ahead, play it.
No, we're not going to play it anymore. I don't want to play it anymore.
I don't want to play it anymore.
I don't want to play it anymore.
I don't want to play it anymore.
I don't want to play it anymore. Any more stories on any football players that are being arrested and?
No, that's it. I mean, I just
was the draft this weekend.
Yeah, I
was. Who got number one?
I don't even know.
See, that's the thing. I used to be the guy that would be on top of this. Now I don't care.
It has nothing to do with. I just don't care. You know?
I think now I should follow up though because I do like fantasy football. I think that's fun.
Oh, are you doing that?
Yeah. I do it with a comedy group. Sebastian Satino puts one together.
Really?
Yeah. And now we're coming to the end of our show. Rob, where are you going to be besides Friday at the Ice House?
I'm going to be at Laughs on Tap over at Huntington Beach.
The two people in Starbucks will go.
Yes, I'm going to be there. And then I'm also doing a taping on Douglas Theater. If you find me on Facebook, and I'll send you more information.
All right.
But I'm doing a taping for a pilot. It's a stand-up comedy pilot. I'm going to be doing that on Thursday. There's going to be free drinks, people, so if you want to come.
Yeah.
Also, on Saturday, I'll be doing Pins, you know, Tony Hooligan's room.
Yeah.
You know that room?
No, I don't.
Oh, no, Peps.
Oh, Peps, okay.
Yeah, I'm doing Peps over in South Bay.
Okay.
I'll be doing the Peps. That's a 9 o'clock show on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, I'm doing the Youth Hostel with you. I'm doing the Hollywood Hostel.
All right. Adrian, any ArcLight schedule?
Yeah.
This guy over here.
No, I actually, you know, explosion attack.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. Okay. Hey, sound battle, guys. The show's over. We should be over.
Titties.
You want people to go see you at the ArcLight?
No.
Okay. Then shut up. Okay. So Friday at the Ice
Adrian's
House.
Adrian's performing this weekend at the ArcLight. He'll be doing the shows before.
He'll be greedy.
I'll be greeting the houses before you watch the movie.
Yeah, he does a good job.
What's your new introduction that you like doing?
I do the same thing usually. Nothing has changed as far as.
You said you did some fun stuff. You said you sounded like a retarded guy for Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, he did.
Oh,
Sylvester
Stallone. I tripped someone over once too. I was standing on the side of the theater, and then she was coming in, And she exaggeratively just like bombs the floor. She just falls over.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That was my first day too.
Oh, wow. You tripped somebody on your first day?
Yeah.
You're like the Anchorman. Fucking shit.
Oh, man.
The Anchorman. All right. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me at the Ice House this Friday night, 8 p.m. And Saturday, I'll be in Palm Springs, Azul. And May 1st, I'll be at Flappers hosting a show. So thank you for tuning in. This is Iz Radio. My name is Rick Esquieta. That is across from me. What's your name?
Rob DeRocha.
Thank you. And yo, Adrian. We didn't get to do the movies, but we'll do next week. See you guys next week.